Demon Seed.
Lockhart, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oh. Hey, we're live.
Hey!
Mike's, we're waiting for Mike to come. He's angry and there's the wrong link or something.
It's standard practice. What's going to happen here now? Mike will turn up angry. We'll repeat some of the things we normally mention and then we'll go. So yeah. That's fine. You know, that's fine. Is it one of the ones they pay for this week or is it a free one?
I don't know. Shall I check?
Have a little look because, you know, you have to put that bit of extra...
On my internet computer.
A bit of extra effort in. I'll just check to see if Mike has... entered the main.
It thing. Is. This is premium. So I'll do this as a video for the patrons as well.
Oh, go on. This is, do you know what? They're going to love this. They're going to love this. They're going to be milking themselves all night long.
I should change, change the ticker because it's saying they're already patrons. That doesn't matter. It's fine.
No, anyway. It's fine. They can pass it on to their mates or something, can't they? You know, so
this is a special episode. There's an enhanced visual aspect, which, where you'll see we've got a virtual Demon Seed studio. Where you can watch John vape while we record.
Oh, this, I tell you what, I'm massively excited by this. I mean, what more can you ask for? You know, some men, a room, one of the other men will turn up shortly. And we've got so much to give. There is so much to give here. I mean, you know, we've got content coming left, right, and center. It literally is coming out the sides at the moment, you know, dribbling down the back.
I got something really funny to show you. This will make you laugh.
Go on.
Can you see what that is?
Is that you bastard? Picture of a swimming pool there, is it, Reese?
My wife sent it to me saying, hey, look at these. They're for sale locally. Should get one. True upgrade. It's a 21 footer.
Go on, just buy it. Just buy
what
it.
Are you
just use the Patreon money to buy it. I mean, that's it's the only reason you're here.
I'll just use all the Patreon money. It's fine.
Exactly. That's absolutely fine. What you mean? Where are we going to take this today? I mean, I've got, again, I'll just try and clear this up, right? Obviously, there's been a lot of issues since day one. We can't turn up on time. We can't get it done properly. Recently, on top of that, Mike's been doing his live shows. I've had terrible the COVID. I've been doing live shows, but I keep mine to weekends. So that I can do this, right? And you, of course, you've been swimming for weeks. You know, you haven't been at that pool.
Look how wrinkly my hands are.
I know, it's unbelievable. It's just, you know, you look like something out of that film Cocoon. But the you know, obviously Mike said he'd be here today. So we said we'd meet at 7:30.
Yeah.
You and I, Reese, met at 7:30. Nothing happened. He wasn't here.
No.
3 minutes ago, he said he was here at 7:29, but we were there. I clearly know what's happened. He's used the wrong technology. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's probably just gone on to CFAX on his television. So, you know, what do you expect? Holiday. Yeah, exactly. Going to Mauritius for 2 weeks or
on
something.
On CFAX. You know, exactly. Tell you what, do you want to do a my boys?
Why not? Let's get in. Yeah. My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very special, so very, very good. You deserve a treat, a prize, a sweet, a toy, something to make the occasion even more fantastic than it normally is. So for you, Zacchaeus, my sweet, sweet boy, some fruit gums. For you, Nathaniel, a Toby jug filled to the brim with custard. And for you, Malachi, my favourite boy, the sweetest of all the boys, a turd with the eyes of Richard III. A turd with the eyes of Richard III. Richard III's eyes in a turd with some sweet corn around the back. Welcome, children. Help me. Help me. Have you ever strained so much that it hurts your lower jaw? Right. Okay. So
there we go.
Yeah.
I got a good remembering stuff.
Oh, go on then.
It's coming through. And I remember on my other housing estate I grew up on in near Blackwoods, and this one kid. If you ever got in a fight with him or had a disagreement, he'd just tell his dad and his dad would come and punch you even though you were a kid and he was a fully grown adult. And this one boy broke his golf clubs or something And because you weren't allowed to hit golf clubs, it was a football field or a rugby pitch, but people used to do it anyway, and they used to ride motorbikes. It was that kind of a state. And because he broke it, he went and told his dad, and his dad came, and his dad was must be about 40, and he punched an 11-year-old kid in the stomach, and, like, told him to leave his son alone, and he shouldn't have broken his golf club.
We had a kid in my school called Lee Manship, and Lee claimed he was a ninja, but he was a black belt ninja. But technically, I don't think ninjas have belts. I think they're just ninjas. But he claimed he was a black belt ninja, but he could only do it on you if you went up his house up the gate. I wasn't sure where he lived, but I think it was near Ben Johnson Way or Peeps Close, but I never knew exactly where he lived. Anyway, he never showed me his ninja skills, but after we left school, it was about 1996, I bumped into him in town on a night out, and he'd lost loads of weight, and he was working up the hospital. And he was really into whiz. He didn't mention anything to do with being a ninja then. But he said he really enjoyed his job. Help me.
Same kid whose dad used to beat you up. If you crossed his son, the kids, we used to have big water fights, and all the kids from different streets would team up, and not everyone could afford a super soaker. They just have like a cup full of water. And they just have to find a tap after they've thrown it. And some people would have water balloons. But he had a super soaker, and he filled it with bleach.
Well, help me. In secondary school, and about the... I think it was the fourth year, because I think that's the year you do GCSEs. They call it like year 11 or something. Now I don't know. I'm fucking out of touch. But anyway, we went up to our form room one day to do the register and all that before we went into any lessons. We got into the classroom, and there was one of them standard-looking chairs. Normally, in secondary school and primary school, they have plastic chairs, and they've got, like, wire metal legs, and there's a flat plastic bit, and then there's a bit at the back, right? But sometimes in school, you get those moulded orange plastic chairs that look like something out of the 70s science fiction programme with, like, a hole at the back. There was one of them in the classroom. We got there before the teacher, and we were the first kids in to start the tea. Someone had pissed inside the chair, and because it was a moulded bucket shape, it was full of piss. So we spent 10 or 15 minutes saying, "Look at the chair, it's got piss in it." And the teacher did the register, and he just said, "Leave the chair there, get on with the rest of the day. Someone will clean it up later." And then we went to the lessons, and Graham Selwood walked in, and he went, "I just sat down on a chair, and it was full of piss." And his ass was covered in someone else's piss. And for some reason, there was a sink in the corner of the room, so he just filled it up with water and sat in it.
Oh God! I remember Pontefract Comprehensive School was where I went for comprehensive school. When I tell Canadians it was called a comprehensive school, they find it that funny because everything's called high school. And Jamie Oliver seems to make people care about kids eating healthy, but we used to have an ice cream van at lunchtime that would drive in, and it was an old man that everybody called Egg, and nobody knew why. And the ice cream van was from the 60s, and it kept breaking down, and you had to get out and fix it. But kids would just swarm the ice cream van every lunchtime, and they'd spend all their lunch money on ice cream. And he had a thing called the egg special, which was a plastic drinks cap, disposable cap. And he just filled it with different colored syrup and then filled it with ice cream and then put a spoon in it. And he used to make a kid.
Incoming pain.
We tell him it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.